The smoky quartz crystal and the double terminator that points both ends of them, points coming out all over them, and the only place in the world that you can find them is down at Morella. But what I got, it's not in my collection at the moment. Somebody bought it or swapped it for a big piece of agate, but it was the biggest Morella crystal ever to be found at Morella.
George Fattison knows a thing or two about finding rare gems and crystals. He's been doing it for over 40 years. George is 91 years old, though you would never believe that if you met him. We sit on his front porch in Shepparton, Victoria, as he recalls some of the lapidary adventures he's had over the years.
Originally, I got involved when I was in Ballarat, and I did not anticipate getting involved in any clubs, but the son found a fantastic piece of topaz. He went to a gem show and he got a cut, and it was absolutely magnificent. And I looked at it and I thought, gee whiz, well, I can do this. So I joined the Ballarat Gem Club and went to about 4 or 5 meetings there, and they had an annual meeting and they wanted a president. They couldn't get a president. So what happens? George becomes president of the Ballarat Gem Club, and then eventually I was made full life member of the Ballarat Club.
After being involved with many different gem clubs around Victoria, George now runs the GV Gem Mineral and Craft Group from his backyard shed.
I keep coming back to the GV Gem Mineral and Craft Group because this is where I live. This is part of my life here. All my workshop and collection and everything, I own it. I've been all over America, Canada and Australia collecting, and this is what the result of it is. Of that is all in shelves out in the workshop there, on display, and that's my pride and joy.
Back in his heyday, George loved getting out into the field. His trusty old ute went everywhere, including 5 Fosking trips to the Northern Territory. But he slowed down a bit in his old age.
I just love the whole lot of it, getting out in the field, camping out and going out and digging a hole. Gee, look at what I got. But this is what keeps you coming at it, because you never know what you're going to collect or what you're going to find. And no, I do miss it. I really do miss it.
George is very passionate about gems, and he is making sure that he shares his knowledge with the next generation whilst he can.
We don't need a couple more people. We need a lot more people. It's in all the clubs in Victoria. We're not going to be here all the time to show you how to dig for a piece of crystal or where to go for a piece of crystal. It's up to them now to come along and say, oh, I want to be in this, yeah. And it's up to the clubs to make it attractive for those young people. The gemstone game has not died. It will not die. It'll keep going. Yep, and that's the way it goes.